Dear Cheap Astronomy, could spooky action at a distance be used for faster-than-light communication? Quick answer, no. But let's get there the long way. Imagine two associated particles produced from the same event or process that results in them having opposite spin. That is, one has spin up and the other has spin down. That's all you know about them at the start, but if you do proceed to measure the spin of one, then you'll immediately know what the spin of the other is, since it must be the opposite. That all sounds pretty straightforward, but quantum physics has it that until you observe either one, they are both in a superpositioned state. That is, Schrödinger's live cat, dead cat idea. So before you observe either particle, both are in a state of either spin up or spin down, but once you measure one, you lock its state in, and the other pair's state will instantaneously become locked in as its opposite. That is the spooky action. And it doesn't matter if the pair are on either side of a room or separated by a light year. It will still happen. And that is spooky action at a distance. So if you do move the two particles a light year apart before their states are observed, the whole process will still happen. That is, if you observe one and fix its state as spin up or spin down, then the state of the other will instantaneously become fixed as its opposite. But even those who embrace all the other forms of quantum weirdness are agreed that this is not because there is a signal that's travelled faster than light between the two particles. A simple explanation is that it just has to be, since once you do determine the spin state of one, the other just has to be the opposite. There is no other possible outcome. So that much is just straightforward logic. The quantum strangeness lies within their earlier state of superpositioning. That is, before you observe one or the other, they really did both exist in live cat, dead cat states. You might think that since we're dealing with two particles, with two possible states, each particle would carry a 50% chance of being either spin up or spin down. But in fact, each has a 25% chance of being spin up or spin down, because they are an entangled pair. So both could be spin up, or both could be spin down, or otherwise one could be up and the other down, or one could be down and the other up. So while it is true that once you know the state of one, you immediately know the state of the other, before you know the state of either, all possible variations are possible. A standard thought experiment is to imagine Alice being the caretaker of one entangled particle and Bob the caretaker of the other. And then we put Bob on a spacecraft to travel a light year away. Both their entangled particles remain in unknown states until one day Alice decides to observe what hers actually is. Instantaneously, the state of Bob's particle will also become fixed. So spooky action has taken place, but there's no way for Bob to actually know that it's happened or to confirm whether his particle spin is now up or down. If Bob decides to be patient and not check it at all Alice knows what his particle spin is, since it has to be the opposite of what she observed hers to be. So she could then send Bob a message at, but not faster than, the speed of light, to tell him what his particle spin actually is, and there's absolutely no doubt she would be correct, despite neither Bob nor anyone else having observed his particle directly. Although if they did, they would just confirm that Alice's message was correct. In other words, Bob's particle spin was determined just by Alice observing its entangled pair back on Earth. But again, it's not because the two particles communicated with each other. You could encase Bob's particle in a light year of lead, or kryptonite, or whatever, and its state would still become fixed at the exact moment that Alice's particle does. Taking a step back, you could quite reasonably decide the whole situation is just mundane mathematics. Sure, no one can possibly know which particle is spin up or spin down until they're observed. So while each particle only has two possible states, taken together, it is reasonable to propose that the entangled pair has four possible states, but as soon as you observe one or the other, all those probabilities vanish and you immediately know exactly what both particles' states are. Nonetheless, the quantum weirdness of superpositioning is apparently demonstrable in lab experiments, where, despite the fact that we are just dealing with particles with only two possible states, post-observation outcome measurements do seem to confirm the 25% probability that's anticipated by quantum physics rather than the 50% probability that's assumed by naive reasoning. All of which does suggest that both quantum superpositioning and quantum entanglement are real phenomena. Here at Cheap Astronomy, we're not buying the idea that this is beyond our understanding. We just don't understand it yet.